Six Democrats are vying for the chance to unseat freshman New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th District. One is 29-year-old Ulster County resident Gareth Rhodes. This is the second interview with the candidates. Rhodes, who grew up working on a farm in the town of Esopus in a Bruderhof community and now resides in Kerhonkson, explains why he's running.
I believe that it's time for a new generation of leaders to step up, people who have grown up in these communities, to stand up and represent these communities in Washington, bring new ideas to Washington. I think when I travel across this district, I hear in communities all across this district how upset people are, how frustrated they are with the partisanship, with the bickering.
Plus, he says,
so there is a real hunger out there for change, for new leadership, and that's why I'm running, because I was born and raised in this community, I know this community, and now I believe it's time for someone who's grown up here, who has worked in government here in New York State, to go serve this community in Congress.
Rhodes, who served as an aide in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, has embarked on what he's calling the Rhodes trip.
I am rejecting the fancy consultants, the fancy TV ads, and the glossy mailers. I think for so many years, politicians have thought they can raise all this money from the special interests and then dump it on TV and throw it in mailboxes and assume everything's going to work out. I got a Winnebago, a 1999 Ford Winnebago. I'm going to all 163 towns in New York 19. This district is bigger than Rhode Island and Connecticut combined. It's enormous. So I am spending my time out there in the at the farms, at the firehouses, at VA halls, talking to the voters, talking to the citizens of this community, but most importantly, listening to them, hearing what are their concerns, because those are the voices that I want to bring to Washington. So my campaign is based on showing up.
Rhodes says he has built his campaign on a grassroots $19 for New York 19 contributions drive and deep community roots in the sprawling 11-county district.
There's a real hunger here for someone who's from this community, someone who knows the issues. I grew up hiking every mountain in the Catskills. I've spent time here after Hurricane Irene, down Route 28, down Route 23, in communities like Margaretville and Prattsville and Phoenicia and Windham, communities which lost so much. This is not my first time in these communities. I've been there growing up. I've been there when I worked in government, and now I'm there asking for their support to take their ideas and their voices to Washington.
He speaks to one of his priority issues.
I'll be the most pro-environment representative in Congress, and that's because I grew up with the Hudson River, with striper fishing on the Hudson River. I believe that we need to protect the Hudson River, make sure the cleanup continues to happen. I've hiked every peak in the Catskill Mountains. I remember when the acid rain devastated those peaks and you couldn't fish in the lakes and streams. I think we need someone in Congress who will say no to the rollback of the Clean Power Plan. I will stand up to that and fight for our, because here in the Hudson Valley and the Catskill region, the environment is why people love our community so much. It's why people move here. For many reasons, it's why people stay here. They love how beautiful our community is.
Where are you on the Democratic spectrum?
I am a common-sense, get-things-done Democrat. I am a Democrat who believes in the big, bold ideas. I am not a piecemeal Democrat. I am going to Washington to fight for single-payer health care. I'm not going to settle for half a loaf. I'm going to Washington to fight to overturn and Citizens United. It's high time we get money out of politics. I'm going to Washington to fight for a real infrastructure bill that will both bring jobs to our communities, but also lower the burdens on local towns and hopefully help reduce the local tax rates here in upstate New York. And I also believe that we need a real jobs bill that will help especially communities like ours here in upstate New York keep our young people.
If someone gave you carte blanche as a representative to make your dream project or program come true, what would you do?
Here in New York 19, we need to run fiber optic cables and broadband throughout the Catskill Mountains to all of our rural parts of our communities. I've spoken with high school students who have to drive and sit in the parking lot of their public library to get on a Wi-Fi signal to do their homework. I've talked to farmers who have to drive 10 to 15 miles just to do their daily paperwork. We have seen businesses in our communities shut down because they don't have access to good internet. People in the 21st century don't want to go and get married somewhere where you can't put the pictures on Instagram on a Saturday night. Our bed and breakfasts, our motels lose business because they don't have proper internet. I believe bringing broadband to our communities has to be one of the top priorities for a member of Congress from here. it's holding our communities back. When Lyndon Johnson ran for Congress back in the 1930s in Texas, who, by the way, was younger than I was when he ran on the dream of bringing electricity to rural Texas. Make electricity a public utility so it can cover the rural farms. I think we need to do the same with internet. We need to regulate the internet like a public utility to ensure that all our families and businesses have access to high-speed internet.
Faso, who mentions he won his 2016 race by a 25,000-vote margin, addressed the 2018 contest during a Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Shartok.
So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Gareth Rhodes is one of six Democratic candidates looking to run against Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. The primary is June 26th. To hear a previous interview with candidate Patrick Ryan, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.